While we might not be the smartest...
What do you mean I'm not an expert?
We're definitely the hottest.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And we're here with what is allegedly an elementary lesson. And some people, who will remain nameless...did not know one of the grammar points in this, and they kept arguing that this was elementary.
没错。
So let's see if you can do better than this unnamed person who we're not naming. Let's go to the dialogue.
喵喵。
啊，好可爱的小猫呀！
哎，你小心啊，北京野猫很危险，小心得猫流感。
什么猫流感呀、啊？这么可爱的小猫，来吧，宝贝儿，姐姐摸一下。喵
喵喵！哎，你看，让你小心点儿。我们去医院吧。喵喵喵喵
喵。All right, we're back. Let's blow through this line by line. First line is.
啊，好可爱的小猫呀！
啊、oh, what an adorable little cat.
哎，你小心啊。
Hey, be careful.
北京的野猫很危险。
The stray cats in Beijing are really dangerous.
你小心得猫流感。
Be careful you don't get cat flu.
什么猫流感啊？这么可爱的小猫。
What do you mean cat flu? A cute little kitty like this?
来吧，宝贝儿，姐姐摸一下。
Come here, sweetie, let me pet you.
啊！哎，你看，我们去医院吧。
See? Come on, let's go to the hospital. Let's go back and listen to this again, then we're going to come back with a few things to point out, including the one that somebody didn't get.
啊，好可爱的小猫呀。
哎，你小心啊，北京野猫很危险，小心得猫流感。
什么猫流感呀、啊？这么可爱的小猫，来吧，宝贝儿，姐姐摸一下。喵
喵喵！哎，你看，让你小心点儿。我们去医院吧。喵喵喵喵
喵。There's one really big point. It's when the guy says, "Be careful, you don't get cat flu." And the word he uses for get is
得。
Which really, it means to achieve or obtain, but you use it always with sicknesses or diseases. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't say, I have cat flu. Mm-hmm. You would say, I got cat flu. And the way you would say that would be,
我得了猫流感。
Or just, I got regular flu.
我得了流感。
I got SARS.
我得了非典。
And that was what everybody was wanting to know how to say a few years ago. This year, it's, I got swine flu.
我得了猪流感。
Moving on to happier topics in one moment, there's one exception, which is if you get a cold. Mm-hmm. And for that, because the word for cold...
感冒。
Is actually already a verb. Mm-hmm. So you don't
Can
use...
Can be a verb or a noun.
Yeah, so you don't use 得 there. You would just say...
我感冒了。
Yeah. Moving on, the next point is...
好可爱的小猫呀。
You'll notice that she's using 好 there in a way that we haven't seen it used before. Mm-hmm. Now, we already know that almost all of the time, like 99.9% of the time, we've got our adverb of degree, like very...
很.
Or extremely...
非常.
Before the adjective. Mm-hmm. So you'd say like very good...
很好.
Or a very cute cat.
很可爱的小猫。
An extremely cute cat.
非常可爱的小猫。
But here she's using this word.
好。
Which basically is acting the same way. This is very common among girls.
If I say, 好可爱的小猫呀, it makes me cute.
Yeah, if I said, 好可爱小猫呀,
it makes you girly.
Moving on, anyway.The last point is, this is a fairly minor one, but you might have noticed it. When the girl says, when this really girly girl says, oh, come here and let me pet you.
姐姐摸一下。
Yeah. What is this sister she's talking about?
Yeah, 姐姐 talk about herself.
Yeah. And this, again, is, it's a pretty girly thing to do. she's basically saying, okay, I'm this cat's older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yeah. you'll have people using these family words even when they're not related to the person mm-hmm. or species in question.
Right.
If you're not sure of when to use it, just don't mm-hmm. bother using it.
Right.
You will always be able to use the standard I or me, but keep your eyes open for this all the same.
Yeah.
Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one last time now that we know what's going on here, and then we'll be back with some closing thoughts.
Meow, meow. Ah, how cute the cat. Meow, meow. Hey, you
什么毛流感啊? 这么可爱的小猫。 来吧,宝贝儿,姐姐摸一下。
你看,让你小心点。 我们去医院吧。
Just to recap the stuff that we did today, the first is we told you how to say, I got a disease, I got sick.
我得病了。
Right. Second, we told you how to sound like a really, really girly girl. In your adverbs of intensity.
好可爱.
Or how, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, again, slightly girly, but we pointed out that some people will use kinship terms to refer to themselves,
mm-hmm.
as when the girl in this dialogue says,
姐姐摸一下.
So the thing about stray cats in Beijing is that they're not actually that dangerous. You know, I've never seen a really angry cat here. Mm-hmm. They're mostly just trying to avoid
hungry.
People. Hungry, yes. But and I've seen a couple of strays that are really quite, you know, really personable.
Yeah.
Very, you know, nyan-nyan. Like they just come up and brush
sweet.
Against your legs.
How
it's really
cute.
Yeah. That's adorable. But dog-wise, also, we taught people how to say kitten mm-hmm. in this podcast.
小猫.
But we did not teach them how to say puppy. So for the record, puppy is...
小狗.
So it's the same pattern, right?
Yeah, same
kitten
too.
Is small cat, puppy mm-hmm. is small dog.
Mm-hmm. 小猫. 小狗.
So, from Beijing, hoping that you never have to use this lesson's main grammar point, I'm Brendan.
我是Echo.
If you have any questions, any comments about today's lessons,
you can comment on the site or just write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
And it will be the highlight of our day.
Mm-hmm.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.